What's up, guys? This is your girl, Miss Keita Love T, and welcome to my podcast. It's actually nighttime. I wanted to start by saying I really appreciate all that take the time to listen in. And if you would like to join in, you can always contact me at my email address at markirosss2@yahoo.com. Listen, guys, I wanted to talk about something that's really been weighing on me for the past maybe about 6 months. And a lot of us still may not understand it, but it is this one word called accountability. Okay, and what I've been understanding and what I've been encountering for the past maybe 6 months is that a lot of us don't want to be accountable. Now, I don't know if people fully understand the meaning of accountability, or if they do they even want to, you know, or do they, no, I ain't gonna say do they want to, or do they understand the dynamics of accountability, and are they willing to be accountable? So I wanted to just start off by giving that definition, okay, of what accountability means. It is the fact or condition of being accountable, responsibility, liability, answerability, okay? And if I wanted to pull one word out of that one word called accountability, I will use the word responsibility. Okay, so what I've been like encountering for the past couple of months, as I said, is that a lot of people don't want to be, want to take responsibility for their actions, whether it's past, present, you know, either way, it is taking responsibility for your actions. A lot of us sometimes, it's easy to point the finger. It's easy to play the victim because we don't want to take responsibility for the part that we play in a situation. How many of you know that life is like a puzzle? Okay, everybody has a part that fits within the puzzle. And the reason why we have so much discord in the families and in our communities is because everybody don't want to take responsibility for the part that they play. And it is so easy for somebody to say it's somebody else's fault. It's somebody, you know, that I feel should take the blame. It's not about being blamed, or it's not about being the butt of a blame. It's about taking responsibility for the part that you play. Let's use a relationship. Okay. And most of the time, relationships are going to be called to be accountable because we are going to be responsible for the part that we play in a relationship. We have to be responsible for the choices that we make within the within the relationship itself. So it really bothers me when, let's use this for an example. If a woman says to me, well, he dogged me, he used me, you know, he's this, he's that, he's a piece of shit, or whatever you want to, you know, blame the guy for. However, in the beginning, you knew what you were dealing with before you even got to that point. Okay. And I think we all been guilty of being a victim. It's about pointing the finger, is about saying what somebody else done and what you didn't do. You making it sound like you're not, you know, you're not a part of this dynamic. So it really bothers me sometimes when a woman constantly says that, my sisters, you know, because I'm really getting to a place where now, where a woman comes to me, or sister, aka sister queen, when she comes to me and she wants to place the blame game and point the finger, I always want to ask her, okay, well, what part did you play? What is the part that you are liable for, or the part that you have to answer for? So if the nigga was a dog, he was a dog way before you met him and you knew it. Okay. However, you thought you could change him with your AKA love, AKA control. Okay. So I wanted to talk about that accountability. What is accountability? What is being responsible for your actions? Now, I want people to really understand where I'm going with this, because if you're not taking responsibility for the part you play, then now you are a victim of what you thought you was going to change in a person instead of changing in yourself. Okay? So when you tell me, you come to me and you say, that nigga wasn't shit, and whatever the case may be, or that B-I-T-C-H wasn't shit. Well, you knew that before you got with him. Or you tried to change them, okay, by thinking you can, because you thought you had that power or that control to change them. Let's use this for an example. If you know that you are physically attracted, sisters, if you know that you are physically attracted to a man, and you know that he is not the type of man that's going to commit to you, yet you slept with him anyway, isn't that your responsibility? I really want to understand, you know, how do you feel that you don't play a part in the dynamics or the choices that was made to bring you to a place where now you're feeling like crap? But you knew ahead of time that this man was not going to commit. He probably already told you he wasn't going to commit, but you thought your coochie was going to change his mind. We got to get out of these types of mindsets, everybody, and we got to stop thinking that we can change somebody with our AKA love, AKA control, okay, or trying to act like you're going to come in somebody's life and change them for the better instead of looking at yourself first. Being accountable is looking at yourself first as opposed to trying to change somebody to fit your needs. Why is it that we look to somebody else, okay, to make us feel superior, because we don't want to be accountable for what we do? But now we become the victim because we see that what we tried to do ain't work and it backfired. Stop opening up your legs, ladies, if you cannot take the changes or the challenges that's going to come with it, because we are emotional creatures. Ladies, stop opening up your legs if you know that this nigga is not going to commit to you. If he told you he ain't looking for a relationship, then God darn it, believe him. Why is that so hard? But yet you want to talk down about him, you want to talk about him, you want to downplay him. And guess what? Just because he did not fit into your criteria, or he didn't change because you thought she was going to change him with the power of your punani, he went on about his business because you tried to control him. You tried to force your beliefs on him, and vice versa, because we got men that do the same thing. Stop thinking the power of your penis is going to change the woman's mind if she's not looking for anything either. But I see it more so prevalent in women, where you get so emotional because now you done gave up your coochie, and now you crying about it because that nigga didn't commit. We got to stop doing this to ourselves, and we got to get better with the healing from within and stop looking for validity from individuals. You are accountable for you. You take responsibility for your own actions and stop allowing yourself to fall prey to your own weaknesses and trying to project that onto somebody else. We got to get better with this. So you tell me, if you want to leave me a comment, you want to, you know, get on my podcast, you want to talk to me about these things, come on, I open up the door. I open up the floor. This is Miss Keita Love Tea. Sometimes I am going to give it to you a little raw, and that doesn't mean I don't love you. It just means that I want you to get it together. Get your mindset together. Start looking up these words and start being accountable and take responsibility for the part that you play in situations. Now, I gave you examples. Here's another one. How about your past? If you know that your past is hindering you from being the person that you need to be, take responsibility for it. Take actions for it. Stop blaming somebody else because you don't want to be accountable. If you know that you suffer with, let's say, abandonment issues, take responsibility and get the healing that you need before you get into a relationship and project that weakness onto somebody else because you think that they supposed to help you get past these things. No, it's not their responsibility. It is your responsibility to make sure that you're healed before you get into a relationship. That is being accountable, y'all. That is taking responsibility for your own actions and for your own weaknesses and for your own unforgivenesses and for all of those things that will hinder you from becoming greater than what you are. Stop making other people accountable or making them feel like they are responsible for making you happy, for healing your old wounds. Stop allowing yourself from taking responsibility. Again, if you wish to be a part of my podcast, you wish to be a guest, all you got to do is email me at markirosss2@yahoo.com. And also you can find me on Instagram under markida_ross. You can also find me on Facebook at Miss Kida Love. MSKIDALOVE. Also, subscribe, like, and comment on my YouTube page, okay, under Miss Kida Love T. I look forward to hearing from you. And remember, y'all, Miss Kida love you. That's the reason why I say what I say to you. And sometimes love is going to require some toughness. Because we got to get past these things. We got to be accountable for our mental health. We got to be accountable for our spiritual growth. We got to be accountable for our intellectual well-being. We got to be accountable. Nobody is responsible for doing that but you. Again, please subscribe to my page on YouTube. I love y'all. Remember, no mess, no message. Live, laugh, and love. You only get one chance at it in this life to get better at it. Remember, this life is a journey and we're all on it. I want y'all to become healed and whole. Okay? Miss Kida signing off. And remember, I love you and be blessed.